My name is Carolyn Bomarito, and I've been a member here since 1996. I'm going to give you a brief description of how I got here and why I have stayed all this time. I've always been someone who wanted to make a difference, someone who wanted to leave the world a better place than I found it when I got here. It seemed like I was just wired to want to do this from the get-go. I was a weird kid who watched the news every night from the time I was 7 years old. And when I could read just a little better, I also read the Seattle Times from cover to cover every night. I witnessed things like McCarthyism and the civil rights movement and, you know, back in the day, all of that stuff. One thing that I was particularly distressed by was the way that African Americans were treated in our country. I used to beg my mother to take me to civil rights demonstrations, and she always either did or made my older sister drive me. When it came time for high school, I volunteered to transfer to the school with the largest percentage of Afro-Americans in the city, 55%. So before there was forced busing, which some of you don't even remember that, but before that, many cities had voluntary transfer programs, and I volunteered. Turned out to be one of the best decisions I ever made. I met many more interesting people than I ever would have in my neighborhood high school. One of the people I met was another voluntary transfer student named Peter Gilmartin. Peter's father had been a UU minister, and he told me all about it, and I tucked it away in the back of my mind for a couple of decades. I continued my political activism into my 30s, but sometime in my early 30s, I added to it a spiritual slash psychological growth search. I had come along the way to recognize that I was and still am actually a piece of work. And I hope that I could become a better me from the inside out. And I hope that that might make me more effective at making the world a better place. Fast forward to now, because we were given 3 minutes, and I'm actually taking four, sorry. Fast forward to now, and I do my best to totally integrate both my efforts to make a better world and my efforts to grow on the inside. At Human, we have groups that focus on both the outer and inner pursuits, and if we didn't, I might not still be here, but we do, and I am. Now, reverse back to 1994, when I first came to Human, I was looking somewhere for my 9-year-old son where he could get some sort of spiritual grounding. I remembered my friend Peter from high school and looked up the nearest UU church, which happened to be this one. Some of you I know have come for similar reasons for your children, and I hope you're finding what I found, that Human was also a good place for me and not just my child. I have stayed this long because I have found like-minded people to journey with. Do I always agree with everyone at Human about everything? Nope. I thought it was quite a synchronicity what Dave's story was about today. I'm particular about my oatmeal, and so is probably everyone else, and that's a fact. We are all human beings, and we will never agree with everyone else about some things. But consider how valuable it can be to work through sticky issues with your fellow like-minded humans. I wouldn't trade the experience for the world. If I had joined a more conventional religious body, sure, I could have grown, but only within the narrow confines allowed within whatever dogma would have been in that church. Instead, my outlook is free to keep evolving, and I'm free to stay right here. I don't have to go find another church. I can refine my worldview and evolve some more right here. To our newest members, welcome. May your experience here be as meaningful as my own has been.